Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life and happy Monday, my friends. New day and new week is here. I hope you're ready to wake up and live today. Live today like it's the only day you got. Live it intentionally, on purpose. Live it the best you can. Welcome in. I am so glad you're listening. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is It Takes Both. An offering of life is here for you today. Accepting it or refusing it is completely within your power. You get to choose. What will you do with the offering of a day like today? Yes, this exact one. This one with its unique set of burdens and blessings and struggles and strengths that make today unlike any other day you've ever lived. Every single day you get has the same offering. It's the offering to show up and live your life as only you can do and make it count. Do you accept the offer of this day? Do you? Will you live it for all it's worth? Will you dwell deep in its moments? Will you pursue its potential and pause in its perfection? Today, the day all the other days of your life have brought you to. Today, the day all the coming days of your life will be impacted by. It's here now, and how you live it will outlive you. I've been asked about my view on faith versus works. Are we here to just continually receive the grace of God to cover our shortcomings? Or are we here to work and get better? Well, isn't it both? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. Your salvation doesn't come through being good enough. There's never a thing you could do to earn or be worthy of God's saving grace, which invites you into an eternity in heaven with him after you live this life. But there's a whole lot you can do because of God's grace in this life right now. And as a response to God's offer, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we live differently because of his promise of eternity? You may one day get dentures. Does that mean you don't brush your teeth today? You will one day live in a nonstop paradise of perfection. But does that mean you don't show up and live today? Just because your ticket to heaven has been secured through your faith, it doesn't mean you're excused from the work you were created to do here on earth. Remember Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You're not here just to take up space and breathe God's air until it's your time to graduate to heaven. You're not here to just get by on grace and call it good enough. You're here to do something good with your life. The good God destined you for. That's work. Yes, your life is to be a combination of faith and works. It takes both. You can declare God is your healer all day long. But if you're laying in bed eating Big Macs and Dr. Pepper, healing may not come. You can have all the faith in the world that God is a provider. But if you continually spend more than you make, honey, provision isn't going to magically show up and change your circumstances. It is our faith in God that calls us to good work. It is His grace that shows us good living. Your life is meant to reflect the one living within you. Does it? Your everyday, ordinary living on a day like today is supposed to point to Jesus. Does it? Yeah, that takes work. You can accept Jesus and then skim your way through this life and make it into heaven. You can. That's a strong possibility and a story we often drift our way right into when we stop living with intention. But if you're just drifting and living on nothing but grace to cover one bad choice after another, one mistake followed by another mistake, oh, you're still forgiven and still heaven bound, honey. But what if you're missing the point of this one life you've been given to live? Don't miss it. Life is here for you today. Grace has been given. Now, shouldn't you get going and do something good with it? Faith saved you. And it's nothing you could have ever earned on your own. Now do something with this redeemed life of yours that impacts others. Have you ever heard someone say, "My life is better because you failed to live yours"? Yeah, said no one ever. Or how about, "You living below your potential really showed me Jesus"? No, no one ever said that. And they won't ever. God's grace has covered you, saved you, rescued you, redeemed you. And now it's up to you to live like it. And what you do in response to this grace, well, that's your work. Your work is what shows Jesus in a real and tangible way. When you show up and you live today with gusto and intention, you will make someone else's life better too. And when you dare to dig deep and realize your God-given potential in this life, you show someone else what's possible in their own life. Now, don't you think that's why you're here? Don't you think that's why God has given you more grace and another day to live? To actually do something with it? Something that will honor Him, something that will point to Him, something that is part of the good works He prepared in advance for you to do? It is by faith, not by works, that you are saved. Now, because you are saved, you have work to do. There's nothing you could do to earn salvation, but there's a whole lot you can be doing in response to it. You are covered in God's grace. Yes, you are. And what a good thing that is. But that grace demands that we show up and do better today. And this life that you have been given to live, it's supposed to be impacting someone else. It's supposed to be showing someone else their God-given potential and what is possible in their own life. It's supposed to be showing them the way to live their life better. It's not about our works. No, it is God's grace. But darn it, we're supposed to be doing something with this, right? It does take both. Faith and works. Indeed, it's a great balance. You have been given the offering of today. What will you do with it? How will you live today? Intentionally? on purpose with gusto? Or will you drift? Just get by, skim through life, impact and encourage nobody. Your choice. How do you want to live it? Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're with me on this one. Hey, you want to pray? Join me now. Let's pray together. Hey, God, good morning. We are grateful for this new day of life that you have given us, this new week of life. We receive it as the gift that it is. God, we thank you for your grace that covers us. Thank you for forgiving us and for inviting us into an eternity in heaven with you. We don't deserve it, God. We don't, and we haven't earned it. And yet it is your grace that covers us and makes it possible. So God, we are so grateful. And in response to your grace, Lord, we want to do better. We want to get better in this life. We have work to do, good work that you prepared in advance for us to do. And I pray, God, that we get busy doing that, that we would be living in a way that points to you and brings others to you and shows them what is possible in their life and shows them a zest for living and a zest for you that is like fire that just catches and burns and then gets the next person into living well. As the birds just, woo, they are on fire this morning for you, singing their praises. And so are we, God. Thank you so much. Lord, I am grateful for everyone you have brought to hear this today. I pray, Lord, that your spirit would just speak and convict and stir and move us in all the ways that you want to speak to us today. Lord, I'm asking for your protection over each family represented here and your provision for today. Thank you so much for the opportunity and the invitation to live today. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, I am honored to get to spend a few minutes of this day with you. Thank you for inviting me into your life. Can we do it again tomorrow? I'd really love that. Have a beautiful day. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.